Just to start with, how have you settled in here your first month and a half of the regular season on the job?
Oh, shoot, you know, it's football season. It's like riding a bike, man. We got work to do, got new challenges each week, and, you know, really you kind of live in the moment.
Did you, when you got the job and met the team the first time, did you do anything special to get their attention, to introduce yourself, anything like that?
No grand productions and things along those lines. You know, that stuff isn't long-lasting anyway. I was just more concerned about making sure the guys understood the climate that we were trying to create here, what we're going to be about, and how we're going to go about doing it.
Do you think you were tough on them? Do you think they think you were tough on them?
I guess you'd have to ask them that.
Mike, why do you think the Broncos' run defense has been struggling so much?
I know they got great players and great coaches. Sometimes, you know, there's a fine line in this league, you know, as you guys know, between success and failure. And we all got to find ways to walk it. But I know that they've got the people in place to correct that, and I'm sure that they're working on it.
What do you think Willie Parker ranks among NFL running backs?
I don't know about ranking him versus the field. I know that he is the right man for us. You know, he's a very good football player. You know, of course, there's a lot written and said about how fast he is, but he's a complete back. He's a tough back. He'll run inside. He's shown the ability to catch the football. You know, he's trying to be a complete player. He's got a desire to be great, and I think that's probably what makes him who he is.
You've given him the ball a lot more than other people were willing to. What did you see to make that happen?
Well, again, I don't know that it's a grand scheme or plan. We're just doing what we have to do on a week-to-week basis to win. He's been a big part of that, and, you know, we'll see what the future holds.
I guess I'm wondering, when you looked at him, you thought he could be a 25, 30 carry a guy without a problem?
Yes. He's done that before. He had 200-yard games and so forth last year where he carried the ball 25, 30 times. So, you know, that wasn't a question whether or not he was capable of carrying that kind of workload. This guy was a Pro Bowler last year and, you know, ran for, 14, 1,500 yards.
What's impressed you most about Roethlisberger this year?
That he's, you know, he's maturing. He's going through a growth process as a player. You know, the exciting thing about Ben for me is that he's a young guy, but, boy, he's experienced just about everything that this profession can throw at you. You know, he's won a world championship. He's experienced what he characterizes as a down year, and he's gone through all of that in a short period of time, and he's still standing. And I think that makes him mature beyond his years.
You've had some injuries outside. How has Heath Miller emerged in their absence?
I don't think the emergence of Heath has anything to do with the injuries. I just think that Heath is a very good football player who is coming into his own. You know, this is his third year, and he's been around the track a few times. He has some very solid skills in a lot of areas. He's just a good football player, and it's time for him to emerge and be the guy that he's shown he's capable of being.
Do you consider him a focal point in your offense?
He is one of the focal points, but we try to be balanced. We try to spread the ball around and use a bunch of people. I think our plans and the games we played thus far show that. But it's no question that Heath is a big time part of what we do.
Mike, did you talk to Tony Dungy at all before he took the job?
Well, you know, he was a little busy. he was in that Super Bowl run. We did speak once.
Well, it's just you're in the odd place there in that they've only had – you're the third coach since 1969. Has that been strange at all, or it's not like any place else that way?
It hasn't been strange whatsoever. I think it's something that's probably – you know, more interesting to talk about from a story standpoint than the day-to-day living. You know, we're just going about our business. I got a job to do. Everybody understands that. And really, it's kind of no big deal. We're just marching on.
You don't feel any pressure to go 15 years or anything?
Pressure? if you don't like pressure, you're in the wrong business, you know. This game is about competing and about meeting challenges, and I love that aspect of it.
How much did you know LeBeau before, and how do you like working with him?
Nick is awesome. Great guy to work with. 49 years in this league as a player and coach, and not just empty time, quality time. He is an unbelievable resource, of course, to us in a lot of ways. And I've been familiar with Nick for a while. When he was the head coach of the Bengals, I was a secondary coach at the University of Cincinnati. He and his staff were very good to us, allowing us to come over and study and grow in some of those things. So, you know, this is a small fraternity. It's not many strangers in this thing.
Do you buy into the there's sort of an assumption around the league you've given him a little more freedom? Do you buy into that at all?
You know, I don't worry about assumptions and what people say. You know, I'm just concerned about us putting together good plans and going out and stopping people. We don't care who gets the credit. We're just trying to win.
You have the number one defense in the league right now. What has made you been successful in defense this year?
The guys, you know, got a great deal of continuity. We got some veteran guys. The guys are playing hard, they're playing fast, and they're playing together. And I think that regardless of what scheme you run, that's the common bond that ties all great defenses.
You think there's been a little more movement pre-snap on your defense this year than in prior years?
Again, you know, what's been done in the past, I have a tough time comparing it. I know that we are doing some of that now.
You think Hampton will play this week?
Right now he's listed as questionable, so that, you know, that kind of makes him, 50-50. We'll see.
I figured I'd take a shot.
Yeah, I know. I'll hold it against you, bro.
All right, Mike.
Man, tell my man Johnny Lynch I said hello, man. I can't wait to see him.
We'll do it.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Come on.